要这个麦克风。
This morning I really need the microphone.
因为还没有开始讲，我只有一半的声音。
Before I began to speak, I only have half the voice left.
一个礼拜都在咳嗽。
I've been coughing for the past week.
所以今天早上需要主的怜悯。
And this morning I truly need the mercy of God.
我们打开提摩太前书第二章第一节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
提摩太前书第二章第一节。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
好，我们翻到以后我们一起来读。
Let us read together.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢。好，就念到这里。
We will stop here.
这是保罗对提摩太的一个劝勉。
This is encouragement, from Paul to Timothy.
而这是头一点的劝勉。
And this is the first, encouragement.
他说第一就要为万人恳求。
He said first of all that you need to pray for all men.
祷告代求祝谢。
Request intercession and thanksgiving.
这里面这个恳求祷告代求和祝谢都是四个不同的字。
And here he used four different words to express himself, requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving.
这也是在祷告的四个不同的方面。
And this also teaches the four aspects of prayer.
今天早上我的负担是跟弟兄姊妹特别交通到代求。
This morning my burden is to share with you concerning intercessor.
或者我们平常说代祷。
Or that we will intercede for others.
这个字是什么意思呢？
What does this word mean?
这个字在原文里面的意思就是一个人到一个国王的面前去替别人请求一件事。
This word means for a person to go before the king and request something from the king.
所以这个字有基本上有两个意思。
And so it has two meanings.
第一个意思就是替别人请求一件事。
First is request something for others.
第二件呢，这个请求乃是在一个国王的面前提出来的。
Secondly, this request is made before a king.
这就是代祷的意思。
And this is the meaning of intercessor.
我们今天做一个代祷的人。
Today as an intercessor.
就是我们为着别人的缘故来到神的面前。
Is that we will come before the Lord for other people's sake.
我们如果来到神的面前为我们自己祷告，那个叫做祷告，那个不叫做代求。
If we come before God and pray for ourselves, that is prayer. That is not interceding on behalf of others.
但是如果我们来到神的面前是为着别人的缘故的话，那个叫做代求。
But if we come to God, for other people's sake, that is interceding for others.
这就是今天早上我的负担。
And this is my burden this morning.
我们再读以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书59章16节。
Isaiah 59 verse 16.
以赛亚书59章16节。
Isaiah 59 verse 16.
我们同声的来读。
Let's read in unison.
他见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为讶异，就用自己的膀臂施行拯救，以公义扶持自己。这里面以赛亚书里面讲到这样的一件事。
In the book of Isaiah, it showed us this one incident.
这里讲到神看到没有人拯救，也没有人代求。
God has seen that there is no one praying for salvation and no one to intervene.
这里他就讲到一句话，说神就很讶异。
And here it said that God was appalled.
那有什么事会让神讶异的呢？
What things can cause God to be appalled?
神不是知道所有的事情的吗？
Doesn't God know everything?
但是这里面就记载到神就讶异了。
But here recorded and said that he was appalled.
好像这件事神没有料到一样。
It seems like he did not expect this.
就是在地上没有人代求。
That there was no one interceding on earth.
为什么神要人代求呢？
Why does God need people to intercede?
神不是可以行做万事的吗？
Can God do everything by himself?
的确我们的神是一个独行其事的神。
It's true that God can do things by himself.
很多时候神做事不需要我们帮忙的。
There are many times God can do things without our help.
比如说神创造天地，有没有需要人的帮忙呢？
For example, He created a universe. Did He need our help?
我相信没有一个人在这件事情上能够帮神的忙。
I'm sure no one can help God in this regard.
不但在神创造的时候人没有帮忙，就是一直到今天科学发展到今天的时候，人还是没有办法真正的创造东西出来。
Not only when God was creating the universe that man cannot help him, even today with the advancement of science, we can still not create anything.
我们虽然好像制造了很多新的东西，
It seems like we have made many new things.
但是我们绝对不能够创造一个新的东西。
But we cannot create anything.
我们能够把那个质量换成能量，能够把能量换成质量。
Mass and energy.
We can transform mass into energy and vice versa.
但是科学的定律就告诉我们，我们不能够从无中生有。
But the scientific principle shows us that we cannot create anything out of nothing.
因为这个创造乃是神所做的一件事。
Because only God can create.
在这件事情上，神不需要人的帮助。
In this matter, God does not need our help.
还有一件事，神也不需要人的帮助。
There's another thing that God doesn't need our help.
就是神的审判。
That is His judgment.
当神要审判这个地的时候，不需要人的帮助。
When God will judge this world, He does not need our help.
我们常常希望帮助神来审判别人。
We always wanted to help God to judge others.
所以我们常常就在说这个人应该怎么样，应该怎么样。
We always make a definition, say this should happen to this person.
我们就觉得如果我们能够在审判的事情上来帮神一点忙的话，那就很好。
We always felt that it would be good if we can help God in terms of judging others.
感谢神，在审判的事情上，神不需要人的帮忙。
But I thank the Lord that God does not need our help in regards to judgment.
但是有一件事，神需要人的帮忙。
But there is one thing God needs our help.
就是神的恢复的工作需要人的帮忙。
That is in the work of God's restoration, He needs our help. Recovery.
当人失败了以后，
When man failed,
神就要把人恢复起来。
God needs to restore man.
这个恢复的工作从人失败的那个时候马上就开始了。
And this work begun right after the fall of man.
而这一件事神不单独做。
And this God will not do alone.
神所有那个恢复的工作神都要找到一个人他才做。
All the work of recovery, God will need to look for one man and then he can begin to work.
神就找到亚伯。
God has found Abel.
神就找到挪亚。
And God found Noah.
神找到以诺。
God found Enoch.
神找到亚伯拉罕。
And he also found Abraham.
神找到以撒。
God found Isaac.
神找到雅各。
And Jacob.
当神没有得到这些人的时候，神就不工作。
Before God obtained these people, God would not work.
而为什么神要这样做呢？
And why does God do things this way?
为什么这个恢复的工作这么特别呢？
Why is this work of recovery so special?
为什么这个恢复的工作跟创造跟审判不一样呢？
Why is this work of recovery different than creation?
这是有一个原因的。
Because there's one reason.
因为神的恢复的工作有一个目的。
In God's work of recovery, he has one purpose.
这个目的就是要找到一个心腹。
And this purpose is to find a new bride.
如果你要找一个心腹的话，
If you want to find a new bride,
这个心腹一定要同意，对不对？
The new bride must agree.
有没有人去找一个心腹，那个心腹不同意的呢？
Has anyone looked for a bride and the bride would not agree?
所以在这个神恢复的工作上，他需要人的同意。
So in the work of recovery, he needs man's agreement.
他需要人的合作。
He needs man's participation.
如果人不合作，
If man would not work with him,
如果人不同意，
If man would not agree to him,
神恢复的工作就不能进行了。
God's work of recovery cannot advance.
人怎么样合作呢？
And how can man work with him?
人怎么样同意神的恢复呢？
How can man be in agreement with him?
就是代祷。
And that is through intercede.
当我们人来到神的面前为这件事情祷告的时候，
When we come before God and pray for this thing,
就是代表我们同意神恢复的工作。
That represents that we're in agreement with his work of recovery.
我们邀请他来做这恢复的工作。
We invite him to do this work of recovery.
当地上有人这样祷告的时候，
When there are men on earth, pray this way.
神就做工。
God will work.
当地上没有人祷告的时候，
When no one prays on earth,
神就不能做工。
God cannot continue his work.
他就诧异。
And he will be appalled.
为什么地上没有人祷告呢？
Why are there no one praying on earth?
为什么地上没有人做这样的祷告呢？
Why are there no one to pray this way?
我相信地上的祷告是非常的多。
I'm sure there are lots of prayers on earth.
当神在这里四处行走的时候，
When God observed everywhere,
他听到许许多多的祷告，
He heard many prayers.
但是这里面却缺少那个代求。
But here we're lacking the intercession prayer.
因为所有的祷告都是为了自己祷告的。
Because all the prayers are for ourselves.
神乃是要找那个代祷的祷告。
God needs to find someone who is interceding on behalf of others.
因为那个祷告乃是推动他的手。
Because that kind of prayers will move his arm.
我们再读一节圣经。
Let's turn to another scripture.
以西结书。
The book of Ezekiel.
以西结书二十二章三十节。
Chapter 22, verse 30.
以西结书二十二章三十节。
Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30.
我们还是一起来读。
Let's read together.
我在他们中间寻找一人同修成员，在我面前为这国站在破口旁堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。这一句话是在以西结书二十二章里面。
This verse is recorded in Ezekiel 22.
当时以色列人是在一个非常软弱的光景。
At that time, the Israelites were in a very weak stage.
他们的光景是如何呢？
And what was their conditions?
我们来读十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
好，我们一起来读。人子啊，以色列家在我看为渣滓，他们都是炉中的铜。其铁铅都是银渣滓。好，就读到这里。这一句话就告诉我们以色列人当时的光景。
This verse tells us the conditions of the Israelites at that time.
以色列的光景，说是铜、是锡、是铁、是铅。
God described their condition as copper, tin, iron, and lead.
这些都是炼银的时候产生出来的废物。
And all these are the waste when you are trying to trying to get silver.
那个银匠呢，他的目的是要把银炼出来。
And the silversmith's purpose is looking for silver.
在炼银的时候呢，就会产生很多其他的东西。
But during the process, he will have many other byproducts.
这些东西对银匠来讲都是没有用的。
And for the silversmith, these are useless to him.
这里他说以色列的光景就是他们都是成为那些铜锡铁铅。
And here it says the condition of Israelites are that they are just copper, tin, iron, and lead.
神的目的是要得着银。
God's purpose is to find silver.
但是以色列人没有达到神的目的。
But the Israelites has not fulfilled God's purpose.
这是很可惜的一件事啊。
And this is a pitiful thing.
你看那个铜锡铁铅不是都经过那个火烧吗？
They have all gone through fire.
都丢在那个火炉的里面。
And they have all been thrown into the furnace.
他们都受了那个火的痛苦。
They have all endured the pain of the fire.
但是呢，里面却没有得到神的目的。
Yet they did not fulfill God's purpose.
这实在是一个可悲的光景。
It's a very tragic situation.
所以神就要找一个人。
Therefore, God is looking for men.
能够重修这个城墙。
A man who can rebuild the wall.
那个人能够站在这个破口的当中。
A man who is willing to stand in between the gaps.
但是神说他找不着一个。
But God said he could not find anyone.
找不到一个人能够为这个事情来代祷。
He could not find one that would intercede on behalf of this.
弟兄姊妹，这里告诉我们一个情形，就是这个墙有破口。
But the sister here described to us a condition that there is a gap in this wall.
这个破口让神的心意不能得到满足。
And for this gap, God's purpose cannot be fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，我们的身上是不是有这样一个破口呢？
But sister, do we also have this gap in our life?
神有没有让我们看见我们身上的破口呢？
Has God shown to us the gap that is in our life?
神有没有让我们看见在教会里面的破口呢？
Has God shown to us the gaps in the church?
神有没有让我们看见在我们家庭里面的破口呢？
Has God shown to us the gap that exists in our family?
神有没有让我们看见我们自己身上的破口呢？
Have we seen the gap that is in ourselves?
神看见了。
God has seen all that.
但是神说，为什么找不到一个人为这些破口来祷告呢？
But God said, how come I cannot find anyone that would be willing to pray for these gaps?
神实在希望把这些破口都堵起来。
God truly hoped that he can rebuild and fill up these gaps.
那是神的心意。
That's God's purpose.
那是谁想要做的事。
That's what God desires to do.
他的手已经伸起来要做这件事。
He has already raised up his arm ready to work.
他等候一个人来祷告。
But he's waiting for just one man to pray.
他等候一个人来祷告。
He's waiting for one man to intercede.
当这个人祷告的时候神就做事了。
When this one will pray, then God will work.
对神说他找不到一个。
But God said he cannot find any.
每一个人都为自己祷告。
Everyone pray for themselves.
但没有一个人是一个代祷者。
But not, he cannot find an intercessor.
为什么神这么奇怪呢?
Why does God do things so strangely?
为什么我们不能为自己祷告呢?
Why can't we just pray for ourselves?
如果我们为自己祷告,神听我们的祷告,那每一个人自己为自己祷告,神也听他的祷告,那效果不是一样吗?
If we just pray for ourselves and God listens to our prayers and everyone do the same for themselves, isn't that the same effect?
我想有两个原因。没有要我们只为自己祷告。
I believe there are two reasons why God didn't want us just to pray for ourselves.
因为我们这个人祷告都是从我们的观点。
Because when we pray from our perspective.
在夏令会的时候，我们等下弟兄告诉我们，我们要从神的观点来看事情。
In the summer conference, our brother Dana told us that we need to see things from God's perspective.
我们自己为我们祷告的时候，我们都是从自己的观点。
When we pray for ourselves, we only see from our point of view.
我们常常不能够祷告对的事情。
We oftentimes we cannot pray for the right thing.
人要做这一件事。
God will do such things.
但是我们天天祷告那一件事。
But we will always pray for something
else. 所以我们一直祷告，一直祷告，神都没有办法做。
So we continue to pray, yet God cannot begin to do work.
因为那不是神所要做的。
Because that's not what He wants to do.
但是神所要做的事，却没有人祷告。
But for what God wishes to do, no one will pray.
所以神就要求我们来代求。
Therefore, God wants us to intercede on behalf of others.
当我们替别人求的时候
，When we pray for others,
最少那个代祷不是从那个人的观点。
At least that prayer will not be from that person's perspective.
第二个理由，神要我们彼此代求。
The second reason that God wants us to intercede for one another.
因为这是正是神所要恢复的那一件事。
Because this is what God wishes to recover.
因为在末后的时代
，In the end time.
有一个最大的特点。
There is a great characteristics.
就是人单顾自己的事。
Is men only care for themselves?
你怎么知道这个世代到了末后的时代呢
？How do you know that we are at the end time?
你就看这些人。
Just observe the people around you.
是不是每一个人都单顾自己的事
？Isn't it true that everyone only care for their own business?
如果你看到每一个人都是单顾自己的事。
If you see that everyone is only for themselves,
你就知道这个是末后的时代。
You know that you're at the end time.
如果你读圣经的话，你就知道了。
If you read the Bible, you will know.
在挪亚的时代，人单顾自己的事。
During Noah's time, people will only care for their own business.
因为那个是一个末后的时代。
Because that's an end time.
所以今天神要兴起人来。
Today God will raise up people.
成为一个代祷的人。
And raise up people who will become intercessors.
好让他恢复的工作。能够达成
so that his work of recovery can be accomplished.
怎么样成为这样一个代祷的人呢
How can we become such a person?
今天早上要在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通一个代祷的人他有四个性情
And this morning I want to share with brothers and sisters the dispositions of an intercessor.
怎么样的一个人他能够成为一个代祷的人
What kind of person can become an intercessor?
早上特别希望跟弟兄姊妹一起思想摩西这个人。
This morning we would like to consider Moses.
因为摩西是一个伟大的一个代祷的人。
Because he's a great intercessor.
我们首先来看第一个性情。
Let's look at his first disposition.
出埃及记。
The book of Exodus.
出埃及记第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
11到12节。
Verses 11 and 12.
后来摩西长大他出去到他弟兄那里看他们的重担见一个埃及人打希伯来人的一个弟兄他左右观看见没有人就把埃及人打死了藏在沙土里
One day after Moses had grown up he went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew one of his own people. Glancing this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand.
那弟兄姊妹，你会觉得，哎，这节圣经怎么是个代祷者呢？
And brothers and sisters, you may wonder why this verse will teach us to become an intercessor.
那这个是代祷者的相反呢、啊、
This is the opposite of an intercessor.
摩西根本没有代祷啊。
Moses didn't even pray.
他看到就拿了，就靠自己的力量把人打死了。
By his own strength, he has killed another person.
用错经节了。
You have used the wrong verse.
弟兄姊妹，在这节圣经里面，还有另外一个角度。
Brothers and sisters, from this verse, we can see it from another perspective.
摩西。我们来思想摩西当时的光景。
Let us consider Moses' condition.
摩西是埃及的王子。
At that time, Moses was the prince of Egypt.
他什么都有。
He has everything.
如果他住在休斯顿的话，他一定住在 River Oaks.
If he lives in Houston, he will be living in the River Oaks.
如果他要开车子的话，他一定开 Mercedes.
If he wants to drive a car, he's probably driving a Mercedes then.
他要什么就有什么。
He will have whatever he wished to have.
他那一天为什么要出去到以色列人那边去
？That day, why did he go out to the Israelites?
他根本不需要去的。
He didn't need to go.
他在那个皇宫里面好得不得了。
The palace was a better place.
然后他到那边看到一个以色列人被欺负。
And he went there, he saw an Egyptian beating up on a Hebrew.
那关他什么事呢
？What does that have anything to do with him?
哎，很奇怪的。
It's very strange.
当以色列人受苦的时候
，When the Israelites were getting beat up.
摩西的心里面也受苦。
And his heart was in pain.
这个是头一个代祷者的性情。
This is the first disposition of an intercessor.
当希伯来人受苦的时候
，When an Hebrew was enduring pain.
摩西里面受苦。
His heart was also painful.
这个就让他成为一个代祷者。
This calls him to become an intercessor.
因为他的里面乃是。注意到这以色列的百姓。
Because from his heart he cares for the Israelites.
虽然他自己很好。
Even though he himself was in a good place.
虽然他自己一点都没有受苦。
He has not endured any kind of harsh labor.
但是以色列百姓的苦就是摩西的苦。
But the bitterness of the Israelites is his own bitterness.
这样摩西就成为一个代祷者。
For this he became an intercessor.
这一件事不是人所能教导。
This is not something man can teach.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上我也不是来教你，你要把弟兄姊妹摆在你的心里。
But sister, this morning I'm not here to teach you how to place the brothers and sisters in your own heart.
对，这件事不是能够教导的。
Because this is not something that someone can teach.
我们的心里面是不是有其他的弟兄姊妹？这件事不是能够教导。
Whether or not we care for other brothers and sisters in our heart is not something that can be taught.
这是一个生命。
This is life.
这是基督的生命在我们里面。
This is Christ's life in us.
我们自然而然就有其他的弟兄姊妹。
Naturally, we will have brothers and sisters in our heart.
当神的百姓受苦的时候，我们里面就有感觉。
When the people of God endure pains, then our heart will also feel for it.
有一件事情我观察在孩子身上呢，让我印象非常深刻。
There's something I observed from my children that left a deep impression.
当我的第二个孩子刚刚会走路的时候
，When my second child just began to learn how to walk.
刚好那个时候不需要尿布，那个刚刚会走路的时候
，He had just get rid of his diaper and he had learned how to walk.
有一天他跟他的哥哥在院子里面玩
，And one day he was playing with his brother in the yard.
那我在蛮远的地方
，And I was quite a distance away from them.
我们隔壁邻居有一个男孩
，and there was an one of our neighbor has a boy.
他的那个男孩的年纪呢，在我两个男孩年纪的中间。
And the boy's age was just in between my own boys.
所以我看见他们三个人在那里不知道在干什么。
So I saw the three of them over there. I didn't know what they were doing.
那后来我就发现呢，好像他们在抢那个三轮车。
And later on, I discovered they were fighting over a tricycle.
邻居的一个男孩呢，就推我那个老二
，and the neighbor boy pushed my second child。
那个时候我就看见我那个老大就突然跳起来
，and then I saw my older son jumped up。
然后呢，他就一把抓住那个孩子的那个领子
，and he grabbed the collar of the neighbor boy。
他就说你在做什么
？He says what are you doing？
你不可以打我弟弟。
You cannot hit my brother。
我从来没有教他做这件事。
I never taught him to do something like that.
我从来没有 想到要教孩子要做这件事。
I never tell my son to do things like this.
有一天如果有人要打你的弟弟的时候
，That one day when someone hits your brother，
那你就要跳起来。
You need to jump up.
你要抓他的脖子。
You need to grab by his collar.
要很凶的让他不准。
And then you need to stop that person.
那我就觉得很奇怪，为什么他会做这个事呢
？I was wondering why he would do something like this.
在家里面岂不是他也打弟弟的吗
？When he's at home, he also beat up his own brother.
那表示他里面也不是真正爱他的弟弟嘛。
And it seems like he doesn't love his brother.
但为什么在外面的时候他做这个事情呢
？But why when he's playing with other people, he would do things like this?
很难解释。
It's very difficult to explain.
唯一能够解释的是有那个生命在里面。
The only thing I can explain is they have the same life.
他那个生命就让他做这件事情。
The life in him causes him to act this way.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们信主也是一样。
To believe in Christ is the same thing.
信了主以后，我们就有一个生命。
When we believe in Christ, we have a life.
那个生命叫我们爱弟兄姊妹。
That life will cause us to love brothers and sisters.
我们每一个人都已经有了那个生命。
Every one of us possess this life.
那为什么常常我们还不能成为一个代祷者呢
？How come we still cannot become an intercessor?
因为我们的生命被荆棘挤住了。
Because our lives are choked by thistles and thorns.
马太福音告诉我们，啊，那有很多的荆棘在我们的心里面。
Matthew tells us that in our heart there are many thistles and thorns.
那个荆棘呢，就把那个种子挤住了。
And those have choked up the seed.
所以虽然有那个生命。
Even though we do possess the life,
生命好像长不起来。
Yet it seems like the life cannot grow.
所以那个生命长不起来呢，我们就不能够成为一个代祷的人。
And when the life cannot grow, we cannot become an intercessor.
这是我们今天一个很大的一件问题。
This is a great problem in us.
所以如果我们要成为一个代祷的人
，If we want to become an intercessor,
我们要代祷这一件事。
We need to intercede on behalf of this.
我们要求神把弟兄姊妹。把我们自己心里面的荆棘都拿走。
We need to ask God to remove the thorns and the thistles that is in our hearts and in the brothers and sisters' hearts.
这是一个最重要的祷告。
This is a very important prayer.
因为神如果不把我们里面的荆棘拿走
，If God do not remove these thistles，
我们的生命就不能长大。
Our life cannot grow。
我们生命不能长大，我们就不能有生命的表现。
If our life cannot grow, then we cannot have the manifestation of Christ's life.
没有人能够把自己的荆棘拿走的。
No one can remove these by themselves.
我相信很多人都试过。
I'm sure many of you have tried.
当我们听到主的话的时候
，When we heard the word of God,
我们心里面有感动。
Our hearts are moved.
我们觉得哎呀，荆棘应该要拿走。
I say yes, I need to remove the thorns in my heart.
但是到实际生活的时候，发现是很困难的一件事。
When we come into the real life, we discover it's so very difficult.
因为那是我们每天都要面临的事。
Because this is something we have to face daily.
那也是我们每天所祷告的事。
This is something that we pray daily.
很多的时候，我们的祷告就是求主给我们一点荆棘。
Many times we pray that God will give us some thorns and thistles.
所以主很为难呢。
So God is in a difficult situation.
他手已经举起来了。
He has raised his arm.
他想等候谁祷告呢？就把荆棘拿走。
He's waiting for someone to pray so he can remove them from their heart.
有人祷告了。
Someone pray.
主啊，给我一点荆棘。
God, give me some more thorns and thistles.
主啊，我要多一点荆棘。
I need more.
我荆棘太少了。
I don't have enough.
这主很难做事。
Therefore, it's very difficult for God to do things.
所以需要有代祷的人。
Therefore, we need people to intercede.
来祷告说主啊，把我们的荆棘拿走。
Lord, remove the thorns and thistles.
很多的时候，我们觉得没有荆棘，我们就不能过生活了。
Many times we feel that without the thorns and thistles, it's hard for us to live.
这实在不是真实的一件事。
This is not true.
这是仇敌的一个欺骗。
This is a deception from the enemy.
我们的心里面可以没有荆棘。
We don't need to have thorns and thistles in our heart.
我们仍然能够。得到我们生活的所需。
We can still gain what we need for our daily living.
什么是荆棘呢
？What are these thorns and thistles？
圣经告诉我们，荆棘就是今生的思虑。
The Bible tells us that is the worries of life.
那这一句话呢，就包括一切事情了。
And this encompasses everything.
有哪一个人没有今生的忧虑
？Who does not have the worries of life？
但是主说，这是荆棘。
God said these are just thorns and thistles.
这个今生的忧虑呢，让生命不能长大。
The worries of life causes our Christ life not able to grow.
那我们怎么办呢
？Then what should we do?
唱唱野地的花吗
？Do we just sing the flowers of the field?
的确，唱野地的花的时候啊，真是有帮助。
So Sometimes when we sing that song, Flowers the Field, it will help us.
在当时是很有帮助，回去可能又不管用。
Maybe it helps you in the meeting, and then when you go home, it doesn't work anymore.
对，我们唱野丽的花也唱了两年多了。
We have sung the song Flowers the Field for about 2 years now.
但是呢，今天的忧虑还是在啊。
Yet we still have the worries of life.
所以光唱野丽花还是不够。
So it's not enough just to sing songs.
我们实在要祷告主。
We need to pray to God.
我们需要有一个代祷的人出来。
We need to have intercessors.
来为这件事情祷告。
To pray for this matter.
求主把这个荆棘拿掉。
Lord, remove the thorns and thistles.
弟兄姊妹，实在我们需要有这样的一个信心。
But sister, we need to have such kind of faith.
当我们唱野地的花的时候，我们要相信那个神所说的话。
As we sing the song, the flowers of the field, we need to believe the words in the song.
我很难相信哦，在七年以前，我一个小孩子都没有。
It's hard for me to believe that 7 years ago, I don't have any children.
在七年以前，我一个孩子都没有的。
7 years ago, I have no children.
那个时候还有两个收入哦。
At that time, we have 2 incomes.
那个时候我们叫 dink.
At that time, people call us the dink.
Double income, no kids. 你看那个七年以前我是两个 income, no kids.
7 years ago, I have 2 incomes and no kids.
什么东西都是 double 的。
I have everything is double.
Double coverage.
I have double coverage and insurance.
然后就在四年当中呢，生了三个孩子。
And in 4 years, we have 3 children.
因为四年当中生三个孩子，所以这三个孩子同时上大学的。
And in 4 years, and so because we have 3 children in 4 years, so all 3 of them will be in college at the same time.
然后呢，现在呢，第四个要来。
Now I'm going to have the fourth one.
那我有没有今生的忧虑啊
？So do I have the worries of life?
我也可以有今生的忧虑。
I can also have worries of life.
我记得我第三个孩子生出来的时候，我妈妈就打电话来了。
I remember when we had our third child, my mother called me.
我妈妈就开始担心我们生活的情形。
My mother was begin to worry about our living conditions.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends, sisters.
但是七年之内没有什么缺乏。
But in 7 years, I have no lacking.
我相信下一个七年我也不会有缺乏。
I'm sure the next 7 years, I still won't have any lacking.
你说那个下个七年还好，还没有上大学啊。
You say, yeah, the next 7 years, you're still in a good position because they're not in college yet.
但是我相信呢，再下个七年呢，我还是不会有缺乏的。
But I'm sure that the next 7 years after that, I still will not have lacking.
因为这不是不是我觉得我该忧虑的事情。
Because these are not things I feel that I should be worrying about.
Dana说我们看事情呢要从属天的观点来看。
But Dana said that we need to see things from the spiritual perspective.
从王的观点来看。
From the king's perspective.
所以我们不能从人的观点来看事情。
So don't view things from man's perspective.
从人的观点来看，四个小孩子是生活的重担。
From man's perspective, 4 children can be a burden of life.
从王的角度来看。儿女是神所赐的产业。
And from the king's perspective, children are the inheritance that God has given you.
所以不要替我担心嘛。
So don't worry for me.
我的产业很多。
I have a lot of inheritance.
在教会里面，产业比我多的只有魏弟兄跟魏师母。
In the church, there's only one more person who has more inheritance than I, and that is Brother Wei and Sister Wei.
所以我们要从神的观点来看这件事情的时候。
But we need to view things from God's perspective.
只有喜乐。
We only have joy.
神的话是不会改变的。
God's word will never change.
每一个儿女是神所赐的产业。
Every child of God is an inheritance from God.
为了这个缘故，我们能够把荆棘拿掉。
For this reason, we can remove the thorns and thistles in our hearts.
我们相信神要顾念我们。
We believe that God will care for us.
当我们把这个荆棘拿掉以后。
When we remove the thorns,
我们就发现生命就长大了。
We discover the life begin to grow.
我们这里面就有了弟兄姊妹。
In our hearts, we will have rooms for brothers and sisters.
我们的心里面就有了神的百姓。
In our hearts, we will have the children of God.
神就把我们的心扩大了。
God will enlarge our hearts.
这是头一个信心。
This is the first disposition.
我们来看第二个信心。
Let's look at the second one.
出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司耶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘 的火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有被烧坏呢？
Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up.
看见这个燃烧的荆棘是代祷者的第二个信心。
To be able to see the burning bush is the second disposition of an intercessor.
这不是一件容易的事。
This is not an easy thing.
很少的神的儿女能够看见这个燃烧的荆棘。
Very few children of God will be able to see the burning bush.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这个荆棘被在燃烧。
The bush is being burned up.
但是呢，这个荆棘的本身却没有被烧着。
The bush was on fire, yet it did not burn up.
这是一件违反定律的事情。
And this is something contrary to nature.
我相信在当中有些科学人知道，你要燃烧的话，一定要东西被烧。
I'm sure all of you who study science, you must agree that when something is burning, something will be burned up.
如果有火的话，就应该有东西被烧。
If you have fire, then something will be burned up.
这一件事情呢，就是一个神迹，因为在那里有火，但是荆棘却没有被烧着。
So here we see a miracle because the bush was on fire, yet it did not burn up.
这个里面告诉我们两件事。
Here it tells us two things.
两个原则。
Here tells us two principles.
头一个原则就是神的工作不靠人的力量。
First is that God's work does not rely upon man's strength.
这个荆棘就代表人。
The bush represents man.
这个火就代表神的工作。
And the fire represents God's work.
这里有火代表有神的工作。
Here there's fire and represent the work of God is here.
但是仔细看看呢，这个神的工作里面没有用那个人做燃料。
But if you examine closely, you can discover that God did not use men as the burning material.
从摩西的身上我们就看见这件事。
From Moses' life, we can see this thing.
当摩西用他自己的力量来打那个埃及人的时候。
When Moses used his own strength to kill the Egyptian.
神不悦纳。
And God was displeased.
因为那个是荆棘。
Because that's bush.
神的工作不能靠那个荆棘。
And God cannot use the bush to do any work.
弟兄姊妹，今天在这个地上呢，有许许多多的火。
But sister, today on earth we also see many fire.
有很多都看起来都是神的工作。
Many places we see it seems like there's the work of God.
许多的神的儿女呢，一看到火心里就高兴。
Many children of God, when they see there's fire, their heart is pleased.
因为那个火呢，不常见的。
Because it's very rare that we see the fire of God.
这个火就吸引神的儿女。
And this fire attracted many children of God.
但是我们要注意一件事。
But we must be careful.
今天有很多的火，里面的荆棘都是被烧着的。
Today there are many fires and the bush within it are also burning.
那个荆棘呢都是被点燃的。
All the bush are all light up.
那个火乃是用了人的力量。
And the fire was through man's own strength.
那个不是真的神的工作。
That is not the true work of God.
真的神的工作乃是不烧那个荆棘的。
The true work of God is a work that will not burn the bush.
好，那你说我怎么知道这个火是不是神的工作呢？
So you say, well, how do I know if this fire is the work of God or not?
我教弟兄姊妹一个秘诀。
I will teach you a secret.
这个秘诀很简单的。
It's very simple.
就是呢，用你的鼻子呢去闻一闻。
And use your nose to smell.
去闻它一闻。
To smell.
如果你闻到那个烧焦的味道的话。
If you smell anything that is burning.
那个不是神的工作。
Then that is not the work of God.
因为神的工作是不烧那个荆棘的。
Because God's work is a work that will not burn the bush.
什么是被烧着呢？
What does it mean to be burned?
你怎么知道说你被烧着了呢？
How do you know if you're being burned?
好多人被烧着了都还不知道。
Many people are burned and they do not know.
我想有三点是烧着的记号。
there are three points that tells us the marks of a burning.
如果你有感觉到这三件事呢，你就被烧着了。
If you have experienced these three things, then you are being burned.
头一个就是疲倦。
First, tiredness.
如果你在服侍主的时候，你觉得疲倦了。
When you serve God and you feel that you're tired.
你已经被烧着了。
You are burning.
因为如果你没有用自己的力量的话，怎么会疲倦呢？
If you do not use your own strength, then how can you be tired?
你会之所以会疲倦，就是用了自己的力量。
The reason you're so tired because you're using your own strength.
那就是被烧着了。
You're burned.
第二，就是失望。
Disappointment.
什么时候在服侍的时候你失望了？
Whenever you're disappointed in your service.
那时候你就被烧着了。
You are burned.
第三，灰心。
Thirdly, discouraged.Discouraged.
如果你灰心了
If you're discouraged,
你就被烧着了
You're also being burned.
这是给我们的一个警惕
This is a warning.
我们在用自己的力量
That we're using our own strength.
我们在烧我们自己了
We're burning ourselves.
这不是神的工作
This is not the work of God.
当然在地上实在人都不完全
Of course on earth men are not perfect.
所以有的神的工作里面那个人的成分多一点有的工作里面人的成分少一点。
And so you see, in some work of God, the man's portion is greater, and some man's portion is less.
我们每一个人都要都要注意这一件事。
Every one of us needs to be careful of this.
人的工作乃是不靠人的力量。
God's work does not rely upon man's strength.
这是头一点。
This is the first point.
这个荆棘被燃烧的荆棘里面还让我们看见第二点。
In this burning bush, we also see the second thing.
就是人的工作乃是要在人的身上。
We see that God's work always is upon men.
这个火呢，没有腾空在那里烧。
The fire is not in midair.
那个火，神可以让那个火就在空中烧。
God can cause the fire just to burn in midair.
但神没有那样做。
But God did not do that.
神要让火在那个荆棘的上面。
God wants the fire to be burned on the bush.
神的工作乃是要在人的身上。
God's work is rest upon men.
这是很奇妙的一件事。
This is very interesting.
神工作不靠人的力量。
God's work is not rely on men's strength.
但是神的工作却要在人的身上。
But it will be on men.
这实在是一件很奇怪的事。
This is very strange.
怎么样可以神的工作在人的身上呢？
And what will cause God's work to be on men?
就是当人祷告的时候。
That is when men begin to pray.
当人一祷告，神做工。
When men pray, God will work.
当人祷告到什么地方的时候，神做工到什么地方。
How far you're willing to pray, how far God will work.
这个光景就是一个火在荆棘上的一个光景。
This condition is a condition of a flame on top of a bush.
因为人只祷告，人没有用自己的力量。
Because men only pray and he did not use his own strength.
所以那个荆棘没有烧着。
Therefore, the bush is not burned up.
但是神不做，除非人祷告。
But God will not work unless men pray.
那就是那个火在那个荆棘的上面。
That is the reason that the fire is on the bush.
这两件事合在一起。
These two things will unite together.
就是这个燃烧荆棘的意象。
Forms this vision of the burning bush.
今天太少的人能够看见这件事。
Today, so few of us will see this vision.
如果我们看到这个意象的话
，If we can see this vision,
我们一定是一个代祷的人。
We will definitely become an intercessor.
因为我们知道神不会做。
Because we know that God will not work.
除非我们祷告。
Unless we pray.
我们知道我们人自己不能做。
We know that we cannot do.
所以我们只好祷告。
Therefore, we have to pray.
所以我们需要来看见这个意象。
We need to see this vision.
好让神能够在地上做事。
So that God will work on earth.
我想弟兄姊妹其实都很高兴。
I'm sure brothers and sisters are all very happy.
从今以后不要做事了。
From now on, I don't have to do a thing.
下个礼拜要剪草的人特别高兴。
Next week, whoever is scheduled to mow the lawn, they're very happy.
从此我们不需要做这个事情。
From now on, we don't have to mow the lawn.
我们只要祷告就好了。
We just need to pray.
是不是这样的？
Is that so?
我相信这不是神的目的。
I'm sure that's not God's purpose.
如果人都不做事的话。
If men will not do any work.
那个火就离开荆棘了嘛。
The fire will leave the bush.
那个火就在空中烧了。
The fire will be burned in midair.
那个火还是在那个荆棘的上面。
But the fire is still on the bush.
那我们这样怎么办？我们还是要做事了。
Then what do we do? We still have to work.
我们乃是先祷告再做事。
We need to pray first and then work.
当我们剪草以前，我们先祷告。
Before we mow the lawn, we pray.
求主给我力量。
Ask the Lord for strength.
求主给我喜乐。
Ask the Lord for joy.
求主给我智慧。
Ask the Lord for wisdom.
所以我在推搡的时候不会埋怨别人。
So that when I'm pushing that lawnmower, I will not blame on other people.
所以我推搡了之后呢，不会埋怨这推搡机。
When I push this lawnmower, I will not murmur against this lawnmower.
我推搡了之后呢，不会埋怨这个天气。
And when I push the lawnmower, I will not murmur against
the weather. 但我剪完以后呢，心里还有喜乐。
And after I do all this work, I still have joy in my heart.
啊，你把草推完了。
You finish your work.
但是你不是用自己的力量。
But you're not using your own strength.
你是用神所给你的力量。
You're using the strength that God has given you.
所以这个荆棘还没有烧着。
Therefore, the bush is not on fire.
这个荆棘在火的里面。
The bush is in the fire.
但没有烧着。
But it's not burnt.
啊，这好了。
This is a great thing.
我们所有的服事都应该这样。
All our services should be like this.
啊，有的时候，哎呀，别人。弟兄请我们扫厕所。
And sometimes brothers and sisters invite us to clean up the bathroom.
哎，没有人喜欢扫厕所。
No one likes to do that.
所以我们扫厕所以前呢，我们好好祷告。
So before we perform this task, we need to pray.
主给我一个广阔的心胸。
And Lord, enlarge my heart.
给我爱弟兄姊妹的心。
Give me a heart to love our brothers and sisters.
让我看见在最小的事情上侍奉的，就是侍奉在你的身上。
Cause me to see that when I serve in the smallest thing is serving you.
这样呢，我们去扫厕所的时候，心里面很平安。
This way, when we go clean the bathrooms, we're full of peace.
我们心里面很喜乐。
We're full of joy.
我们没有靠我们的力量。
We have not relied upon our own strength.
我们是靠神的力量在服事。
But we're using God's strength to serve Him.
这个荆棘没有烧着。
And this bush has not caught on fire.
因为那荆棘很容易就烧完的啊。
But and sister, it's so easy and quickly just to burn up the bush.
所以一不小心的话就烧光光没有了。
If you're not careful, it will be burned to ashes in no time.
不需要很久的。
It doesn't take long.
所以我们需要注意这件事。
So we must notice this.
当我们要服侍主的时候。
When we are ready to serve God.
我们要知道我们这个荆棘是经不起烧的。
We need to know that this thorn cannot endure fire.
几下子就没有了。
Not for a long time, this whole thing will be burned up.
我们来到圣面前好好祷告。
So we need to pray before God.
求主给我们力量。
Ask Him for strength.
好，让我们靠着他的力量来服侍他。
By His strength, we can serve Him.
这是第二个性情。
This is the second disposition.
就是要看见燃烧荆棘的异象。
That we must see the vision of the burning bush.
我们来看第三个性情。
Let's look at the third one.
出埃及记34章。
Exodus 34.
29节到35节
Verse 29 to 35
出埃及记34章
Exodus 34
29节到35节
Verse 29 to 35
摩西手里拿着两块法板下西乃山的时候不知道自己的面皮因耶和华和他说话就发了光亚伦和以色列众人看见摩西的面发光就怕挨近他摩西叫他们来于是亚伦和会众的官长都到他那里去摩西就与他们说话随后以色列众人就进前来他就把耶和华在西乃山上与他所说的一切话都吩咐他们摩西与他们说完的话就用帕子蒙上脸但摩西进到耶和华面前与他说话就揭去帕子及至出来的时候便将耶和华所吩咐的告诉以色列人以色列人看见摩西的面皮发光摩西又用帕子蒙上脸等到他进去与耶和华说话就揭去帕子
When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony in his hands he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord when Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses his face was radiant and they were afraid to come near himBut Moses called to them, so Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him. And he spoke to them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near him, and he gave them all the commands the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face. But whenever he entered the Lord's presence to speak with him, he removed the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites that he had been commanded,They saw that his face was radiant. Then Moses would put the veil back over his face until he went in to speak with the Lord.
如果一个人他的心里面有神的百姓,
If a person who has the people of God in his own heart.
如果一个人看见了这个燃烧荆棘的异象。
If a person who has seen the vision of the burning bush.
这个人自然而然就会到神的面前来祷告。
This person would naturally come before the Lord and pray.
但是这个人祷告什么呢？
And what would he pray about?
他怎么知道要怎么祷告呢？
How does he know how to pray?
这也是今天我们当中的问题。
This is also our problem today.
我们常常碰到一件事情，我们觉得需要祷告。
We often encounter things which we feel we need to pray.
但是怎么祷告呢？
But how do we pray?
到底神要做什么呢？
What would God do?
我们并不知道。
We don't know.
我就想到，我孩子常常向我要一个东西。
I thought about that my children will often come to me and ask for things.
我孩子常常要一个东西呢，那个东西叫做 attack pack. Attack.
They often ask me for a thing called attack pack.
什么叫 attack pack 呢？
What is that?
就是一个玩具的车子。
That is a toy car.
这个玩具的车子呢是有牙齿的。
The toy car has teeth.
后面有一个东西一拉呢，那个车子就张开嘴巴。
There's something in the back of the rear of the car that you pull and then the car will open its mouth.
然后那个可以吃别人的车子。
And then the car can eat up other people's car.
啊，这个叫做 attack pack.
This is called a toy called attack pack.
常常告诉我的爸爸，我要买 attack pack.
And he often tell me, Daddy, I wanted to buy this toy.
这个是一个不对的祷告。
This is a wrong prayer.
因为我不会给他买这个 attack pack.
Because I will not buy this toy for him.
我们就常常这样子。
We're often like this.
我们常常到主的面前祷告。
We often come before the Lord and pray.
主啊，我要 attack pack.
Lord, I want to have attack pack.
然后呢，过了后觉得为什么主不听祷告呢？
And afterwards you feel, why didn't God listen to my prayer?
为什么听别人的祷告就不听我的祷告呢？
Why does he listen to other people's prayer and not mine?
那谁叫你每次都要那个 attack pack 呢？
Well, it's no wonder because you always ask for that toy attack pack.
你如果不要那个 attack pack, 说不定就早就主就答应了。
If you do not ask for that toy, God will probably already answer your prayers.
你知道有些东西啊，如果孩子要的话，我一定会给他。
You know that if there's something my children ask me, I would definitely give them.
如果我孩子到我面前来。
If my children come before me.
我说爸爸。
Say daddy.
我很希望有一本小本的圣经。
I want to have a small Bible.
这样我到主日学的时候呢。老师读圣经的时候，我就可以看我自己的圣经。
So that when I go to Sunday school, when the teacher read the Bible, I can have my own Bible.
在回家里面的时候，我可以读自己的圣经来 memory 那个 Bible verse.
So when I go home, I can have my own Bible. I can memorize the verses.
有没有可能我拒绝他？
Is there any possibility that I will refuse him?
没有可能性，对不对？
None at all.
所以这个问题是，你看你要这个要对的东西啊。
So you see, the problem is that you need to be asking for the right thing.
所以我们不要一天到晚到主面前说 attack pack, attack pack.
So don't go before the Lord and all the time and say attack pack.
我们还是要说主啊，我当怎么祷告？
Lord, we should come before the Lord and say, Lord, how should I pray?
摩西就是这样的一个人。
Moses was such a kind of person.
摩西在以色列百姓的面前说了很多话。
Moses has spoke many words in front of the Israelites.
但是每一次他说话以前，他先到耶和华的面前。
But before he would speak, he would always go before God.
这里面告诉我们，他到耶和华的面前跟耶和华说话。
And here it tells us that he would enter the Lord's presence to speak with him.
然后他出来以后就对百姓说话。
And he would come out and speak to the people.
然后下次要说话的时候呢
？And next time when he's ready to speak，
他不说上次的话。
He will not repeat what he has spoken before。
他又到耶和华的面前去。
He will go back to the presence of the Lord。
再跟耶和华说话。
And speak to the Lord again。
然后再出来，再对百姓说话。
And then he will come out and speak to the people。
所以摩西知道该说什么。
Therefore Moses knows what to say。
摩西知道该祷告什么。
He knows how to pray。
因为他常常到耶和华的面前。
Because he often go before the presence of the Lord。
那你说，那我们也常常到神的面前呢、啊、
？You say I often go before the presence of the Lord.
像我们现在不在神的面前吗
？See here we're at the presence of the Lord.
我们在家里也常常在神的面前。
When we are at home, we also do the same.
有些弟兄姊妹礼拜三还到神的面前。
And some brothers and sisters, on Wednesday night, they will go to the presence of the Lord.
还有一些就是弟兄姊妹礼拜五也到神的面前。
And for some of us, we still go on Friday night.
所以我们实在到神的面前了。
You see, we often go before the presence of the Lord.
那为什么我们还不知道神的心意呢？
But why is it that we still do not know God's will?
你知道摩西到神的面前的时候，他就把那个帕子除去了。
You know that when Moses go before the presence of the Lord, he will remove the veil.
我们眼睛里面前面有一个帕子。
And before our eyes, we have a veil.
那个帕子让我们没有办法看清楚神的心意。
And the veil will not allow us to know the will of God.
如果不相信的话，你拿一块帕子，然后放在眼睛上面。
If you do not believe me, take something and cover your face.
看你还能够看见吗？
Can you still see?
我们的光景就是这样。
Our condition is like this.
我们每天到神的面前来。
We go before the Lord daily.
一个帕子在我们的脸上。
With a veil over our face.
然后又回去了。
And then we go back.
帕子还在我们的脸上。
Veil still on our face.
到神的面前来，帕子还在我们的脸上。
We go before the Lord and the veil still on the face.
所以我们不能够知道神的心意。
Therefore, we cannot know the will of God.
怎么样把这个帕子除去？
How do we remove the veil?
神有话说的。
God has something to say concerning this.
神说，你们的心几时归向主，那个帕子就除去了。
The Lord says, whenever the people's heart return to me, the veil shall be taken away.
因为我们的心没有转向主的关系。
Because our heart has not turned back to the Lord.
所以我们的脸上有一个帕子。
Therefore, the veil is still over our face.
什么时候那个心一转？
Whenever you turn your heart,
那个帕子马上就掉下来了。
The veil shall be removed.
所以这件事情是重要的事情。
This is very important.
这件事情是我们做代祷的人应该要祷告的事情。
This is something all the intercessors need to pray about.
就是让神的儿女的心能够转向主。
That is the children of God to cause the hearts of the children of God to turn back to God.
那个心一转向主，什么事情都可以解决的。
When your heart turned to Him, everything can be resolved.
当我们的心没有转向主的时候，我们真不知道怎么祷告。
Yet before our heart turned back to the Lord, we don't know how to pray.
但是我们的心一转向主的时候，我们就知道该怎么祷告。
As soon as our heart turns, we know how to pray.
不但我们知道该怎么祷告，我们也知道该做什么事情。
Not only we know how to pray, we also know how to do things.
如果你不能够相信的话，我希望你能够去看历代志上、历代志下。
If you do not believe me, I encourage you to read 1 Chronicles and 2 Chronicles.
或者是看列王志上、列王记下。
Or you can read 1 Kings and 2 Kings.
你把那整章的圣经都读过。
Read the entire book.
你就会发现一件事实。
You will discover a fact.
当以色列人的心不转向主的时候。
When the hearts of Israelites will not turn to the Lord.
他们不知道该怎么祷告。
They do not know how to pray.
他们也不知道在该做什么事。
They also do not know what to do.
但是当他们的心一转向主的时候。
But as soon as their hearts turn back to the Lord.
他们马上知道该做什么事。
Immediately they know what to do.
你读这本书的时候特别注意这一件事情。
If you read these four books, you can take note of these things.
非常非常的奇妙。
It is very amazing.
当人转向主的时候。
As soon as man's heart turned back to the Lord,
人好像帕子就除掉了。
It seems like the veil has been taken away.
当摩西跟神讲话以后出来以后。
After Moses will speak to the Lord and come out.
他的脸就发光了。
His face was radiant.
哇，这个实在很好。
This is great.
如果发生在你的身上，你不知道会怎么样。
If this happened to you, I don't know what you would do.
所以有一天啊，你跟神讲话。
One day you speak to the Lord.
讲完出来以后呢，别人说，哎，你的脸上发光啊。
And people, you come out and people say, your face is radiant.
你怎么办啊?
What do you do?
弟兄姊妹，你怎么办?
Brother and sister, what will you do?
从来没有想过。
Never thought about this.
啊，赶快 video camera 照一照。
Quickly take out your video camera and record it.
下次不知道什么时候还会发光啊。
Because you don't know when the next time that your face will be radiant.
大概这一辈子就这么一次啊。
Maybe in your lifetime, this will be the only time.
好好的照，把照下来留纪念。
We need to take down and with the video camera and as a and recording.
当一个人知道神心意的时候。
When sister, when one person who knew about God's will.
是件非常荣耀的一件事。
It is a glorious thing.
因为这个人祷告呢，主就垂听。
Because when this person pray, God will answer.
因为他知道神要做什么。
Because he knows what God wants to do.
所以他一祷告神就做。
Therefore, when he prayed, God would do
it immediately.
When he prayed, God will work.
这实在太荣耀了。
This is very glorious.
他的脸上呢就发光了。
And his face will be radiant.
摩西做了一件事情。
Moses had done one thing.
他就把帕子拿起来呢，把他的脸遮起来。
He picked up the veil and covered his face.
因为他知道这是神的荣耀。
Because he knew that this is God's glory.
这不是他的荣耀。
It is not his glory.
他就用帕子遮起来。
So he covered with a veil.
这是一个代祷的人。
This is an intercessor.
一个代祷的人不会到处说，你看我这样祷告，神这样听了。
an intercessor would not go around to people and say, look, I pray this way and God worked this way.
不会到处去宣扬神怎么样听他的祷告。
He would not go to different places and proclaim that God, how God listened to his prayers.
他老是拿帕子把自己再掩藏起来。
But he would take a veil and cover himself.
到神的面前的时候他的帕子除掉了。
When he go before the presence of God, he will remove the veil.
到了百姓的中间呢他要把帕子盖起来。
But when he is among the people of God, he will cover
his face. 他把自己隐藏在弟兄姊妹的当中。
He has hidden himself among brothers and sisters.
这是一个代祷的。
This is an intercessor.
摩西在晚年的时候他说了一句话。
When Moses was in his elderly age, he spoke this.
他说我是罪人中的罪魁。
He says, I am the sinner of all sinners.
保罗对不起。保罗在他晚年的时候说了这句话。
Paul was the one that said,
罪人中的罪魁。
Paul said, I am the sinner of all sinners.
保罗为什么说这样的话？
Why did he say this?
保罗不是比我们都认识神吗？
Paul was a person who knew about God more than any of us here.
保罗岂不是比我们更长进吗？
And he is more advanced than all of us.
但是保罗知道一件事，这是神的荣耀。
But Paul knew one thing, that this is God's glory.
他自己不过是一个罪人就是。
He was only a sinner.
他就用一个帕子把自己遮盖起来。
And he took a veil to cover his face.
他说了这一句话。
He said this.
所有真实的一个代祷的人。
All a true intercessor.
身上都有这样一个帕子。
They always have a veil.
他知道什么时候该把自己隐藏起来。
He knows when to cover himself and hid himself.
什么时候把帕子除掉。
And when to remove the veil.
这是第三个性情。
This is the third disposition.
第四个性情，让我们来看32章。
Let's turn to chapter 32 for the fourth disposition.
31节到34节。
Verses 31-34.
摩西回到耶和华那里说啊，这百姓犯了大罪，为自己做了金像，倘或你肯赦免他们的罪，不然求你从你所写的册上涂抹我的名。
So Moses went back to the Lord and said, Oh, what a great sin these people have committed. They have made themselves gods of gold, but now please forgive their sin, but if not, then blot me out of the book you have written.
以色列人犯了罪。
The Israelites have committed sin.
摩西是一个代祷的人。
And Moses was an intercessor.
他爱这些百姓。
He loved these people.
他知道这些百姓犯罪的结果。
He knew the result of committing this sin.
所以他心里非常难过。
Therefore, his heart was grieved.
他自己没有犯罪。
He did not sin himself.
是神的百姓犯罪。
But the people of God had.
所以神要审判呢，也不会审判到摩西的身上。
So if God do judge them, God will not judge Moses.
但是摩西心里面就为以色列百姓难过。
But Moses' heart was grieved for on behalf of the Israelites.
因为他的心里面那是有神的百姓。
Because he carries in his heart the people of God.
所以他来到神的面前。
Therefore he go before the Lord.
摩西知道看见那个燃烧的荆棘。
Moses has seen the burning bush.
所以他知道他不能做什么。
He knew he cannot do anything.
所以他只好祷告。
So all he can do was to pray.
摩西乃是知道神心意的人。
Moses was a person who knew of God's will.
他常常到神的面前。
He often go before the Lord.
所以他知道神何等的恨恶这个罪。
He knew how God despised the sin.
但是摩西也知道一件事。
But Moses also knew one thing.
这实在是一个真正认识的神的人才知道的。
Only a person who truly knew God would know this.
他知道从神的内心里面呢，还是爱这个百姓。
He knew that from the depth of God's heart, God still loved these people.
所以神还是爱他的百姓。
God still loved his own people.
但是神恨他们所犯的罪。
But God hates sin.
所以摩西就做了一个祷告。
Therefore, Moses offered this prayer.
他说既然你还是爱这个百姓的。
Since you still love these people.
但是你实在是恨恶他们所犯的罪。
But you hate the sin which they have committed.
那么你就把这个罪归在我身上好了。
Then let me bear the result of sin.
把我的名除掉。
Blot my name out of the book you have written.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个伟大的祷告。
Francis, this is a great prayer.
这个祷告到神的心的里面去了。
This prayer entered directly into God's heart.
这个祷告不但直接祷告到神的心的里面。
Not only went directly into God's heart.
这个祷告甚至说出了神将来所要做的事。
This prayer also spoke of what God proposed to do in the future.
这是一个伟大的祷告。
This is a great prayer.
我实在是相信，因为这个祷告的缘故。
I truly believe that because of this prayer.
神将来就亲手来埋葬摩西。
That's why God buried Moses himself.
在圣经上没有一个人是被神亲手埋葬。
In the Bible, we do not see any other man who has been buried by God himself.
只有摩西一个人是神亲手埋葬他的。
Only Moses, God buried him himself.
神实在是爱摩西。
Because God truly loved Moses.
所以摩西把他心里面最深处的意思讲出来。
Because Moses had revealed God's deepest will.
他知道神实在爱这个百姓。
He knew that God truly loved these people.
有多少人能够看见这件事？
How many people can see this?
神的心实在是爱这个百姓。
How many people can know that God truly loved his people?
不管人做了什么事情。
No matter what man had done.
不管人犯了什么罪。
No matter what kind of sin man had committed.
神的心仍然是爱这个百姓。
God's heart still loved his people.
但神实在是恨那些罪。
But God truly hates sin.
所以需要有一个办法。
So he must have a way.
所以摩西说把那个罪归在我的身上。
Therefore Moses said, let me bear the sin.
神没有听摩西这个祷告。
God did not listen to Moses' prayer.
但是他就自己差遣自己的儿子来做摩西要做的事情。
But God has sent down his own son to do this. This is an intercessor.
主耶稣也做这样的祷告。
Jesus also offered this prayer.
保罗也做这样的祷告。
Paul also offered this prayer.
保罗说为我的弟兄。
Paul said for my brothers.
就是我骨肉之亲。
And they're the flesh of my own flesh.
就是我自己被咒诅呢也是心甘情愿的。
I'm even willing to be cursed for their sake.
这是一个代祷者。
This is an intercessor.
代祷者乃是一个人愿意付上代价。
An intercessor is willing to pay the price.
我们来到神的面前做代祷者。
When we come before God and become an intercessor,
不是在那里说几句话就是了。
We're not just saying something.
我们乃是愿意把自己摆在那个上面。
But we're willing to offer ourselves.
这是一个真实代祷者的一个性情。
And this is the true disposition of a person of an intercessor.
从摩西的身上，我们就看到一个代祷的人需要有这四个性情。
From Moses' life, we see that an intercessor should possess these qualities.
头一个性情就是他需要把神的百姓摆在他的心里。
The first that he must place the people of God in his heart.
为了这个缘故，我们要求神把我们心中的荆棘除去。
For this reason, we need to ask the Lord to remove the thorns and thistles in our heart.
因为神的，如果荆棘在我们的心里面的话，我们就不能把弟兄姊妹摆在我们的心里。
If these thorns are still in our heart, then we cannot place brother and sister in our heart.
我们需要有这样一个认识，就是神的工作不靠人的力量。
We must have this understanding that God's work will never rely upon man's strength.
但是神却要借着人来工作。
But God will definitely work through men.
当我们看见这个事实的时候，我们就不得不来到神的面前祷告。
When we see this fact, we have to come before the Lord and pray.
我们需要成为一个认识神心意的人。
We must become a person who knows God's will.
我们需要常常来到神的面前。
We need to come before him often.
把那个幔子除掉。
And to remove the veil that is covering our face.
我们只有当我们把心转向主的时候，我们的帕子才能除掉。
Only when we turn our hearts to the Lord, then we can remove the veil.
我们需要知道做一个代祷者，我们需要付上代价。
We must know that to become an intercessor, we have to pay the price.
这样，神的恢复的工作才能够在地上被完成。
This way, God's work of recovery can be accomplished on earth.
在以西结书那里，神说这个城墙有破洞。
In the book of Ezekiel, God said there is gap on the wall.
这里有破口。
And here we see gaps.
他愿意把那个破口堵起来。
He's willing to block up these gaps.
他的手已经伸起来，准备要做这件事。
He has raised his arm and ready to work.
他等候有人起来祷告。
He's waiting for men to rise up and pray.
他等候有人起来做代祷的工作。
He's waiting for men to do the work of intercession.
但神说我找不到一个。
But God said, I cannot find any.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上在我们当中有没有人愿意说主啊，我愿意。
But sister, is there anyone among us this morning that can pray to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm willing.
我愿意起来堵住那个破口。
I'm willing to be the person that stand in the gap.
我愿意起来做一个代祷的人。
I'm willing to become a person to intercede for others.
为了这个缘故，我愿意做一个代祷的人。
And for these reasons, I'm willing to become an intercessor.
求主祝福他自己的话。
May God bless his own words.